For the last few weeks, StoryCorps has set up their mobile tour in Brattleboro, Vermont, recording and preserving the stories of Vermonters for the archive at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps brings loved ones together for thousands of meaningful conversations about the things that matter most. And today, we hear from two Vermonters who formed a bond over fatherhood. Here's Keegan Alba and Marlon Fisher of Burlington.
So Marlon, you and I are both dads.
Yes.
We've been dadding for a while.
8 years to be exact.
8 years.
All of my connections, because I was a stay-at-home dad with my oldest son, were a bunch of moms who I love, and they're part of my OG mom group.
I knew about you in the community. You just have such a big personality, and you're on stage, and, you know, black men stick out in,
in
Vermont.
That.
Yeah, you are. You
yes,
look
I'm,
black to
I
me.
I am black.
I remember seeing you a few times, but it wasn't until that day when we saw each other like twice. And
right.
It was just like, oh, this is fate telling us that we should be friends and we should dismantle the patriarchy together.
Yes, I think of that moment like, you know, when you buy a car, and it's like, I'm going to get this car. And then you see that car all over the place, you know? I think after that day when we saw each other the twice, I saw you all the time after that.
No, you're totally right, because it was that summer. And then that fall, you know, because you and I were talking just about like, hey, like we have some dads who are interested. People are looking for connections. They're looking to have fun. What can we do?
Right.
And I remember we started this like, you know, kind of slow process talking to people and just kind of seeing what already existed. Just really wanting to build a community for dads, a place where like dads could connect with each other and feel comfortable and safe with each other. We're like, let's start something. Let's create this group. And so that was the birth of Dad Guild.
Right. A Facebook group.
Yeah. It started as like a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And we just
throw events in there. Meet at this playground at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Boom. Like that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like early on too, because like, you know, the concept of men and mask identifying caregivers coming together to like connect, especially connect over being a dad,
right,
was just like not a thing. But we were like, no, this is going to be a thing.
Right.
And like we would do these, we'd do these play groups. And like sometimes it would just be like you and me showing up.
Right. With our kids, with our two kids. I mean, I would go back to what you said earlier. You said like there was this nervousness around connecting. Right. And I think that's like what I've learned being part of Dad Guild. Like there's this like hesitation to want to connect, and I'm glad that we've been able to break that barrier down for a lot of dads in the last 6 years. It's been awesome.
Yeah. We officially became a nonprofit back in 2019, and you know, here we are 5 years later. You know, we started out with $0. We had a volunteer board.
The three of us.
Three of us. And we had like a couple dozen dads awkwardly meeting up at playgrounds. And, you know, 5 years later, we're going into fiscal year 2024-25. We have, you know, a budget over $300,000. We have, you know, just about three full-time staff equivalents. We have a network of about 1,000 dads and mask identifying caregivers across the state of Vermont.
At least 10 programs a month.
Like we're getting like 75 to 100 different dads participating every month, and it's been so fun. And I think back to those early days, because people are like, how did you create this? How did you start it? And I was like, you know, stumbling a lot and just like, but just sticking with it.
Yep. What's really important for me as I establish these values into my kids, like you have to have trusting relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we all as fathers get so deep and vulnerable with each other, our kids see that. And they have now they have, you know, 12 trusted adults who are males in their lives, you know, which is super, well, not super important, but it's great. I'm grateful for, you know.
Well, I think it is super important when I think about our kids have been with it since the beginning, and it's been so amazing where, you know, these kids during their developmental years, the norm is going to playgrounds and playgroups with a bunch of dads and their dads saying, I'm going to go talk with other dads and about how I'm doing and they're my friends and I need them for support. It's so powerful to be modeling that at such a young age.
Yep. And for me, I have to model like not only being a dad, but I have to model being a black dad. And so having my kids see, you know, that, you know, here's a group. And then, you know, here in Vermont, right, every black person I walk by, they're like, "Dad, is that your friend?" I'm like, "Yep, that's my friend. That's my friend." How do you know him? We just know each other. To build community, especially with, you know, people who look like them, people who don't look like them, because these relationships are so important, especially when we can be real and go below the surface.
Keep listening as Vermont Public shares more StoryCorps conversations from Vermonters in the coming days. And here's some you might have missed at vermontpublic.org/StoryCorps.